Today's man law is one of my favorites. There is no reason for a man to ever watch ice skating. Skates are for hockey, man law. And hockey is a great sport to watch because they all stand for the national anthem.
They do.
Yes.
Every one of them.
No kneeling.
And when
there.
It's done, they're whacked, they stick on the ice to make say, like, hell yeah. Because I'm marrying into a hockey family. And both of Lisa's boys played collegiate hockey, and one of them's actually his vocation is a professional hockey player. So I'm learning a lot more about hockey. It's kind of cool. So let's talk about this brisket.
I'm going to talk about trimming a brisket, but as far as your reception, I think you might want to talk to the people at Chase Creek because they have a beautiful outdoor venue up there, and I think we could do a barbecue reception for you.
That'd be cool.
Stellar. Right. And then you could camp.
Right. It'll be a little it'd probably be a smaller gathering. That's a little bit of a road trip to ask people to drive up there from Grand Rapids, but we're good.
Okay, so good. I'm doing briskets, butts, chicken for you and my neighbor James Roush, who's also getting married the same day, and I'm going to miss his wedding to host yours.
Well, I appreciate
not
that.
Not holding that against you. That brisket is a tricky piece of meat, and you'll find some fat veins. You'll want to get a boning knife, and get it nice and sharp, and flip that thing over every which way you can and carve as much fat out of it as you can without destroying it.
Right.
And then rub it with a little garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company and put Billy Bones
Beef
Master Rub championship rub, and I put it on the brisket, I put it on the butts, and for the chicken I'll probably do some slap yo mama.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have some just fantastic meat. I wish you could all come to his wedding, but you can't.
Right. Yeah, it is gonna be good. You know, and since COVID hit and we've been on this hiatus, I've done four or five briskets because I'm trying to get good at it. You're really good at it. That's why you're cooking and I'm not. But
plus, you'll be in a tuxedo.
Well, Tennessee, maybe. Tuxedo, that'll be me. But the thing that's helped me the most is a temperature probe in that meat. And I can't – when it hits 200, baby, it's coming off. And I've been cooking just the flats and not the deckel and the point just because it's so hard for me to get that big, thick piece done without burning the little piece. So I've been just – doing the flats, and I think I'm getting pretty good at it now. But the next full packer brisket I do, I'm just a little concerned. Do you cut them in two and just cook it as two different roasts, or what do you do?
I typically cut the flat off the end of it and leave the point and the flat under it and the big half attached to each other. But a lot of competition guys are separating the deckel from the flat, cooking them separate, and then marrying them back up. You can do it any way you like it. I like to keep that layer of fat between the two when the big piece smokes, just because it's part of the presentation and some people really like to eat that.
Yeah. So how do you keep the thin part from overcooking?
I cut the flat off of it. It'll get skinny and then it'll climb up to a fat piece.
Right.
I just cut the skinny piece off the end and do it separately.
Okay. So it is a two-piece cook then.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good, because that's a big tip to make sure it tastes good when you're done. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob and I appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.